What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you like your co-host?
I do like my co-host. If you haven't met Scotty virtually, Scotty is like a little ray of, I don't mean to say little in like a belittling way, but he's like a ray of sunshine. Yeah, he's like a little ray of sunshine. No, he's a man. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Personality Hires, where we are not joined by Jackson.
Ooh, he's in Florida playing golf. Big fancy pants over there, skipping out on the real work, letting us hold the bag.
This bag analogy that we keep going back to, it doesn't sit right with me for some reason.
I think it's real. We'll find out at some point. But
it's a real idiom. It's a real idiom, but I don't know where it came from. Or it does mean what Mikey is saying, which is surprising.
What is the bag? Where did
it's got to be robbery. It's got to be robbery related. I can't think of another situation where you got a bag, you hand it to somebody, you run off, they're left holding the bag as the police show up, goes to jail, 10-year stint.
I'm guessing it has something to do with milk, because milk used to come in bags, and maybe you just don't want your milk to sour.
Oh, that's very good. Have you ever heard of scorched milk? I just became aware of this today.
That's not real.
Scorched milk. Hey, here we go. Mikey's fact of the week. There's a thing called scorched milk, and it will happen if you put milk into a coffee maker, you see? So, I don't know what the practical use of any of that information is, but it exists.
You mean you burned the milk?
Maybe, but I think scorched is its own thing.
Okay.
What happens to the milk when it's scorched?
Oh, it's blown to smithereens.
Oh, how sad.
Well, here we are holding said bag that Jackson needs to help us hold. He's holding golf bags somewhere.
There you go.
He's well said.
A different bag. We're holding a bag of milk. We're holding a bag of money that we robbed. Which, side note, now that we're talking about a bag of milk, we literally talked about that in Colombia when we were there in January. Our tour guide, Paola, described this girl that is dating the guy she wants to date as a bag of milk. And we were very confused. We were like, what?
I've heard of that.
Yeah. She's like, she looks like a bag of milk. She's just like pale and shapeless. And we're like, we had no idea you had this side, Paola.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's pretty aggressive, but it can be accurate. You can see a person that looks like a bag of milk.
But I guess that's a big thing in Colombia. They have bags of milk, and apparently it's used to insult women.
I assume that's much more delicate in Spanish. In English, that's like the most devastating thing I think you can be called.
Yeah, it's like bago de leche or something. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah. Bago
de leche.
Bago de leche. I don't
Me after the... watching Bad Bunny one time, I love bago de leche.
That was me all day today. I'm like looking up lyrics. And I have one coworker who is, her mom is Cuban, so she speaks Spanish. And I just went up to her and I was like, mucha novia. That's like the only thing I know how to say.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that one out too. Is that love?
No, that means
a lot of girlfriends.
You know what you're saying, Abby? You were literally just saying many girlfriends. Many girlfriends. That's not even the full sentence.
No, but I know, like, it's so ridiculous. Like, a white girl listens to Bad Bunny once, and all of a sudden, I'm pulling out like my Spanish 3 conjugations. I'm like seeing her in the break room, and I'm like, oh, yo tengo café bustola para mi café.
I conjured a theory yesterday. This is taking nothing away. I really like that halftime thing. I'd never seen him before. Mm-hmm. But is it easier to write songs in Spanish? Because almost everything ends in an O or an A. So you can just say, yo soy loco, cicatato, zapato, zebanano. Like, it just, like, they all rhyme.
Not you insulting Bad Bunny's intelligence, inteligente.
No. I think it's a tool. I think it's a good thing, because you can say more, because you have more options of words.
the Latin rhyming scheme is just too simple.
Breaking news. Mikey thinks Latin artists unintelligent.
That's not what I said. I think it's better.
That's what I heard.
If you can understand my English, better. All
right. Freestyle right now. Vamos a la biblioteca.
Vamos a la biblioteca.
I don't know what this is. What are we doing?
I'm starting this is the first line of the rap. Vamos a la biblioteca.
Asa, duda, plástica, lata. Like, it's just end it with an A. It works.
Did you take like German in school? Jesus.
I'm horrified. That was like borderline Japanese, I think.
Yeah, I don't know which cultures I'm offending right now, but I'm hitting a couple of them.
I think we've offended everybody except for white people, and even then I'm unsure.
For years and years, I've been trying to come up with the words to describe this feeling, and I think I finally landed on it. I hate the Super Bowl. It's the worst. Both of you are not big football watchers, are you? Abby, maybe?
I'm not a big watcher of the football, but I'm like a casual fan.
Okay, I'm the opposite. I hate it. I've been trying to get better at it. I try to just sit down and watch the thing and understand what's going on, and that's fine. But I don't want to lose my whole Sunday to go to someone's house and eat the buffalo chicken dip. I don't want to be a part of any of this. Why is this a requirement that, like this, if it's 4th of July, yes, I'll do everything. I love it. Look, I understand that it's your own choice, but here's the, like, I don't want to be a part of it. You got the two kinds of people at the football party. You got the person who loves the game, and then you got the person that says, just watch it for the commercials. I used to be one of those people, but I've decided now you can't trick me with these commercials. You're making me watch ads. Like, why do we get so excited about it? I know they're well done, but you're trying to sell me stuff, and I'm not feeling it.
This just in, Mikey, anti-pro-choice.
I was going to say, this in, Mikey, pro-socialism, anti-capitalism.
I need Jackson back.
You hate America so much, you can leave.
I love this country more than life, but I need Jackson back because I can't defend myself against these two.
Mikey loves this country so much that he's about to tell us he watched the Turning Point USA halftime show instead.
How was Kid Rock, Mikey?
Very good. But I came up with the solution to all of my woes at the football, what is it called, Super Bowl? At the Super Bowl parties. Mm-hmm. I have discovered the way. I'm sure there's a person out there like me. You don't care about the football, and you've grown tired of the ads too, so you got no reason to be there. Here's what I got to say to you. Someone told me yesterday to download a betting app that I will not disclose, but he said, if you download this, I'll get $75. You'll get $75. Fake money, mostly. But I was like, okay, this can make the time pass better. I won $115 last night because I guessed how long the national anthem was going to be. And I'm hooked. And I'm going all in.
So can I just get this straight that you... Number one, you hate football. You hate the ritual of it. You hate sitting there. The ads, no good anymore. So in order to make this experience tolerable, you are going to download, basically, into your personality, a crippling addiction to online gambling.
Exactly. That's the only way I can get past this nightmare of a tradition we got running.
I'm pretty sure I saw on TikTok somewhere that sports betting is like the number one reason for men's mental health problems.
Yeah, if you're talking about good mental health problems, happiness, prosperity, then yeah, you'd be correct. I'm hooked. No, I'm kidding.
Texas in 3 months, we're checking Mikey into a rehabilitation facility for his addiction.
Do they do rehab for gambling? Like, yes. You go to a facility though?
Yes, you do, like, weird. Inpatient gambling. Like, God, gambling? You can get into so much debt. People ruin their lives over that. This is not a good way for us to get a sponsor.
Yeah, what the hell?
Just realize.
It cannot go wrong. It works every time. This and if you just keep going, it works.
This episode is simultaneously brought to you by BetterHelp and Prize Picks.
Now, I did see there's like now a betting app or like online thing where it's not even about sports. It's like just whatever you want. You can set up a bet. Like you can bet that today I bet that the sun will come up. Yeah. Today I bet that Hoda Kotb on Good Morning America will have a sip of wine. And you can like it's you can bet whatever you want. I only know about it because Kyle won't stop fucking talking about it because he thinks it's fucking hilarious and the funniest joke ever to bet everything.
Well, the best one that I've heard of is I think it's like $1 you bet that Jesus Christ will come back this year, and it is astronomical odds
that he's not coming back.
No, that he comes back. Like, if you bet $1 that he comes back and he does, you're going to be a very rich man.
Oh, I would assume. Spoiler alert, Abby. Yeah, he's not coming back this year.
Oh, gosh, dang it. Funny that you mentioned that because I remember I went to like a big Christian conference. It's called Passion. If you've ever been involved in the Christian community, you know what Passion is. It's like 18 to 25 year olds all at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But I will say there was one speaker that was just so hell-bent that Jesus was coming back that year. And I remember just thinking, oh, God, like, is this, does it start with COVID? And she's like, he's coming. He's coming. Repent. I'm like, okay. And you know what? It's 2026, bitch.
Where is he? Where is he?
I've gotten to be among us.
And Jesus hasn't come back yet.
He's here somewhere. Passion also sounds like it's a polyamorous erotic cruise line.
It really does. And we're all at youth group together. We're like, are you going to Passion this year?
What are you wearing to Passion?
Back to the betting thing. Maybe we should start a bet for our episodes. Our listeners can bet on the things we're going to do and they can profit off of our quirks and habits and vocal stems.
Our first bet should be whether or not in 3 months, Mikey is in an inpatient rehab facility for his betting. Will this destroy his life? Bet now. Email us at personalityhearspodcast@gmail.com with your Venmo betting.
Actually, I will tell you this. I'm the smartest gambler on this, in this state, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to get too far out there, but placed one bet. $116. I spent $5 to actually get my $75. So I spent $116. I'm $111 up. Guess what I did? Withdrew it today. Deleted the app.
Wow. That's
very good.
Now, if a company sponsors us, I'll get it back and I'll bet the house. But for now, I'm out of the game.
I think you need to take these gambling skills and implement it into something called the stock market. Like betting, but you can actually make money off of it. It's not designed for you to lose.
Would you say that that's a real thing? Is the stock market designed? This is the wrong podcast for that conversation.
Yeah, anyway.
The ads were really bad this year. I watched it with a party, and every time they had an AI ad, you had to take a drink. And by the end, it was like people had to crash at the house because it was like, that was like 3-4. It's like the American economy today is being propped up by, first of all, Mike Tyson saying he's like a fat piece of shit and wants to kill himself. Did you see that ad where he's like, I was so nasty and fat, I wanted to kill myself?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was insane. There's ads for that and then other weight loss drugs. And then there's ads for AI. And then there's ads for cryptocurrency. And that's like what's propping up the American economy today. And I am so proud.
Here, maybe I'll add this to it. Move it from a Sunday. Sundays are the worst day of the week. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree.
It's bad, but like, I don't know. I'm not like a practicing sports fan, but isn't that part of the whole ritual that Sunday football is like the big thing? Like,
yeah, it
you go
have
to
be,
church. You can't change that. It's anti-American. They'll have a conniption.
Rebecca, you don't tell me what's anti-American, okay? You shut up over there, you green-headed.
They already had that Bad Bunny fellow. We're already moving into the country. Why not just move NFL to Saturdays?
Sundays are just the worst. I was hungover, and then she's like, all right, are you ready? And I'm like, ready for what? I have to go to someone's house? and act like I know what's going on. It would help a lot if I knew what's going on, but I just don't care.
I couldn't agree more. Sunday is the worst day of the week, especially for football, because if you're a young adult, you're probably going out on Friday and or Saturday. I'm supposed to extend this until Sunday and then go to work on Monday.
Exactly.
Who knows?
It's tough times out there.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we have this fun segment called Inhumane Resources. Normally, when you have a problem at work, you go to HR, but here, you send in your stories to personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or personalityhirespodcast on Instagram, and we, the Inhumane Resources, help you figure your stuff out.
Can I please read it, please?
Yes.
You may.
I am not a strong out loud reader, so this is practice for me. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
We can popcorn read if needed.
Here we go. This comes from Reddit, which means please send in your stories because we're grasping at straws.
PersonalityHirespodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. This post comes from user, Yeah, great. Got home from work today and told my boyfriend I was going to take a quick shower. As soon as I put shampoo in my hair, he comes in and is like, I'm so sorry, but you have to leave right now. I gotta go. Okay. Are we following?
Mm-hmm.
I respond, dude, no, I'll just close the shower curtain and you can go. So it's his place. He's trying to get her out because he has to leave too. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To which he responds, are you serious? You gotta get out. A little aggressive there, Frederick. To which I'm like, dude, are you seriously asking me to get out of the shower right now? By the way, little thing about me, hate when girls say dude. Background. We've lived together for 2+ years, are pretty comfy with each other, but definitely not to the point of pooping in front of each other. Wait, this is what this is all about?
Yeah.
You've been together for 2 years and... All right. He also has IBS, so when he's got to go, he's got to go with IBS. You're still in the closet about pooping?
I'm kind of impressed by that. Like, his pelvic floor must be steel.
We also live in a cold-ass place that is heated with a wood stove, and I hadn't gotten the fire going yet. So I was just standing freezing and dripping shampoo haired outside. This is how it's written, I swear. There's no way I'm reading this wrong. This is a crazy run-on sentence. I'm going to do it all one more time just for the fun of it. Are you guys ready to take this ride with me?
I'm ready.
We also live in a cold-ass place that is heated with a wood stove, and I hadn't gotten the fire going yet, so was just standing freezing and dripping shampoo-haired outside the bathroom, waiting for him to curse word. I don't use that kind of saucy language. This is obviously not that big a deal, but, like, am I crazy thinking that's wild to ask to make your partner, like, she's like having a meltdown here. She's messing all the words up. Make your partner leave mid shower so you can take a dump. No, not the a-hole. Yes.
Is it bad that I would kind of take it as a compliment?
He's honestly being very considerate. He doesn't want to basically stink bomb her while you're in the shower. Because imagine a shower scenario. It's not like, it's like a little vacuum sealed area with humidity. Add a person with IBS who's running into the bathroom. You know that's an emergency. You want to gas yourself? He's being kind to you.
He's not doing it for her. He's doing it for himself. He doesn't want her to smell it. So this is a gross story, by the way.
Who did this? You?
Me. I did.
Disgusting, Rebecca. People are going to hate this one.
I thought it was funny.
No, but he did it for himself. He doesn't want to look bad in her eyes. That's doing it for yourself. That's not doing it for her. Now I'll do Jackson's take. Oh, I can see both sides. That's Jackson.
See, if my fiance was in the shower, I would just go in our cat's litter box because we have the litter box 4000 and it cleans it on its own.
I personally think that she is actually kind of the asshole because he had her in mind. It's not selfish to not want to force someone to smell your poop fumes. That's being kind to them.
I don't think she's being an asshole. I think she's just kind of like, this is a crazy ask, right? And I think we're just trying to reframe it and be like, take it from his POV, girly pop, because he's trying to just make sure that he keeps the allure and mystery alive in your relationship. And to me, 2 years in, if he's being that considerate about it, I'm like, oh my God, he still sees me as like this fresh young thing that he's dating and not just some girl he can shit in front of.
I think this is a red flag. He doesn't have the confidence to move this relationship forward in the way that it needs to go if it's going to last the long run. How about
you're
that?
Saying real
take
lovers
that to
poop.
Oprah.
Real lovers poop together.
That's what my bumper sticker says. How mad is she about this? It's not that big a deal. This is like nothing really happened. It was a small thing. Your hair was wet. Get over it.
The tone from the Reddit post didn't seem like enraged. I think it sounds like she thinks it's kind of funny, but she wants to see whose side the internet would be on.
I don't get the sense that she's that mad.
Yeah.
She says, I hadn't got the fire going yet, so I was just standing, freezing and dripping shampoo haired outside the bathroom.
You just read a run-on sentence and got triggered by the idea of a woman talking too much. Okay. Well, I come from a relationship where it's my least cool girl thing. I hate farts and burps and pooping. Don't do it around me. Get away from me. So in my eyes, he is being considerate. He doesn't want to put you through what he's about to go through. This is a shared space. You can get out and you can wash your hair off in a second. He can't hold his poop. He has IBS.
Wait 2 years, Rebecca. We'll see. We'll see how long that lasts.
Kyle, you better not poop ever. I better never hear of you pooping. Not in 2 years, not in 20. Keep that in your colon. Ew. I do have a little poop side note. Your first bet, Mikey, after surgery, can you guess how long it took me to have my first bowel movement?
Yeah, let me get 4 days.
4 days.
Nailed it.
Abby, would you like to also bet?
I'm going to go, well, he guessed 4 days. And because you're really exaggerating how long it took you, I will go ahead and say 5.5 days.
It took me 6.
Whoa.
6 days. Yeah, because I forgot to take the laxatives that I was prescribed. And so I was constipated for an entire week. And Kyle, he did really help me. He shook me up and upside down and helped me to poop.
Okay, well, then what are you even talking about? Then your relationship is largely involved in that. Like, that's a big step.
When I got my nose job, it was wildly painful to take a crap after all those painkillers. And I sat there being like, this is how Elvis died. And I get it.
People don't realize how bad constipation can be for you, because it's like a blockage in your system.
It's like shards of glass coming out of your anus.
It's terrible. And I was, you know, I talked about my immune response and my digestive issues. I wasn't ready to ricochet in the opposite direction so quickly. My sphincter is upset.
Well, I'm glad we've talked about this, because now I think you guys will be more apt to pay attention to me talk about my new job.
Yes, please. I'm dying for it. Come on, spit it out.
Anything to get out of the bathroom.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, like, what do you guys want to know? You guys just want to, like, spitfire questions at me?
Where do you live?
I live in Tampa.
What's your address?
I live in Tampa at 444 Snooty Tampa Girl Boss Lane.
Girl Boss Lane. Okay, Barbie.
How close to the beach?
Not close at all.
3 hours?
No, I'm probably like an hour from the beach. Tampa's not close to the beach.
Why are you only asking about her like location?
Yeah, he's like, send the coordinates. How much are you paying in rent?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Do you like your co-host?
I do like my co-host. If you haven't met Scotty virtually, Scotty is like a little ray of, I don't mean to say little in like a belittling way, but he's like a ray of sunshine. Yeah, he's like a little ray of sunshine. No, he's a man. He's a man ray of sunshine. No, Scotty's great. He's been doing a solo shift on this station for like a year or two, I think. And he's been kicking ass in the ratings. Like, he was number one literally every single month for the last year in Tampa. And so...
Wow.
I know. That's why I was like, okay, I'll come work with you. Like, if you're doing a good job on your own, like, God willing, I'm not going to fuck it up for you.
Inshallah.
Yeah, sure, whatever. yeah, tikka masala, girlfriend.
My God. Okay, did you know him before?
We have this podcast called Unfiltered where I explain the story, but basically he worked for the big Tampa radio show. That was with the company I was with that we're both now currently with. It's called CMG. And I really wanted to work with them because I wanted to be on the big radio show. Long story short, they left and then came back to Tampa, but now they're not with CMG. Anyway, so Scotty was with them. And so I had followed all of them. They had followed all of me back, but Scotty didn't. And so when I was working a remote in Orlando with some of his coworkers, I was on their morning show, like as a call-in, and I was on the phone with Scotty, and I was like, Scotty, follow me back. Why won't you be my friend? So anyway, we've been like mutuals.
I've been listening to your podcast, and I heard that he's newly single. So are you guys going to get married?
Everybody keeps asking me that. They're like, you guys like have such great chemistry. You guys going to date? And I'm like, I really do feel like we both just think of each other as friends. Like, we're so different that I think we're going to make great coworkers, but it's not like a romantic thing. And also, I don't think I'm his type. Like, he likes a girl that's not white.
Ah, I see. Yeah, like, tell us.
His last girlfriend, I think, was Hispanic. And I think he's talking to a girl that is also not white right now.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to write that down on his character profile. Yeah, no, so I just asked that.
Don't write fan fiction about us is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, that's like the perfect fan fiction setup, but okay, fine, whatever.
He is single for the first time in 4 years, and I have never been in a serious relationship. So I was like, I think it would be wildly interesting to listen to me teach you how to be single, because he wants to be single for a year, and you have to like teach me how to be a person in a relationship. So like, I got to find a boyfriend, because that's the only way this is going to be interesting.
That would be really funny. You guys do not sound like you have romantic chemistry. You sound like you have great friend chemistry, but I had a feeling the audience would be like, Abby and a man who's single in the same studio?
Girl, I've been seeing those DMs. It's like they see two people around the same age and they're like, date, date, kiss, kiss.
Yeah, I remember Mikey and Abby, Mikey X Abby from The Burt Show.
Wait, was that a thing? Were people trying to set us up?
Yeah, do you guys not remember? I got in trouble.
No, I don't remember.
You got in trouble with who?
I got in trouble with your lady because I kept trying to, like exacerbate this like Mikey and Abby ship that some of the listeners had on our social media.
Yeah, well, both you especially, Rebecca, you have this thing where, yeah, you love doing that, which was an issue. And you also love trying to make straight guys gay, which is also an issue. You posted that dumbass Instagram thing the other day where you took a video of me and it was just something like people named Mikey are gay. And so I couldn't hear the audio. And then I see this thing get posted. And I'm like, what the hell even is that? I actually meant to delete it. I still haven't. But yeah, that pisses me off. It's like, yeah, it's funny. Once how is this a running thing?
I think Mikey and Jackson have more romantic chemistry than me and Mikey ever would.
And Abby, you love doing it too. You guys love saying this stuff. And it's like, what is the interest here? What is so engaging about making a couple of straight guys look gay?
No,
I can't.
See, exactly. You love saying that.
It's
first
just funny.
Of all, the TikTok said that you were bisexual, not gay. So don't be biphobic, please.
Biopic.
No, it's just funny because it said Mikey. The TikTok audio said Mikey. So I was like, I got to get Mikey in on this. It's hard to come up with TikToks. I'm out of my game.
And then we have a little sheet where we write down ideas of what we want to talk about on the podcast. And for like the last 3 weeks, it says Mikey and Jackson do heated rivalries script reading or whatever. It's like, what the hell are we doing here? What is going on?
We only put that in there because it was the biggest story in entertainment all of January. And you're the only two straight guys on the show that it would like be entertaining to see you guys do it.
Well, this has been coming for a long time, and this is the confrontation.
I would hope so.
The confrontation. Why do straight women want to see two straight guys be gay? Why do people wake up and want to see a sunrise? Yeah. Why do people want to see the ocean tide come in?
Why do
the
people
tale is all the time?
Why do people want to take a deep breath of air? A nice cold sip of water, Mikey. It's just human nature.
A non-answer. And also, I will say one more thing about that Instagram video. It looked like it was like my coming out video. A lot of people made the comment to me like, that looks like a coming out video. I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Looks like I'm coming out as a bisexual person.
Did somebody ask you a problem with that, Mikey?
I'm not. Yeah, so I do have a problem with it. I'm not.
I'm just thinking about that Glee meme. Only one person can tell you who you are. Me? No. Me. Sue Sylvester.
Well, congratulations, Mikey. I'm so happy that you're a fellow bi-con. And now everyone knows it. We love it. Representation.
Who's a bi-con?
You.
You, Mikey. You're an icon. You're a bi-icon, Mikey.
Oh, it's exhausting hanging out with you guys.
I'm just giving you some more feminine energy. Okay, hit me with another question. I feel like I'm at a press conference. Like,
where does the guy live?
This is the post game.
Where's he live?
So the Burt Show is a little bit of an anomaly in terms of how long people get to talk on the radio. So I think people were maybe expecting to hear me on the radio today and hear like 30 minutes worth of conversation, which probably won't happen maybe ever, if not at least for like another couple of weeks. So it's not just the company I work for, but also the company I work for works very, very slow when it comes to approving stuff like this, like a big change, considering his ratings have been so good.
I do wonder. I'm like, radio DJs who kind of like go on and like chat like a little bit and then like the song comes on. I'm like, what are they? Is it pre-recorded?
I mean, sometimes it's pre-recorded. So that's what I did before the Burt Show. And I was on two shifts. I was on a morning shift and I was on a night shift. And I literally I don't think I'd be doing that job today. Like if I had never worked for the Burt Show, I would have maybe moved to a different market. I would have tried to like go to New York or something to make my life interesting. But it is such a soulless thing to like promote music and just, it was an easy job. Like it gave me the freedom to work on other stuff. But it is like, if you're not doing the kinds of conversations you're doing on the Burt Show, it does feel a little bit like, oh my God, what am I doing here?
Also, Rebecca, it's called tracking your show, you see, but it sounds nice. A lot of stations won't let you do that because they want your content to be live and local. So that kind of sucks for people who have to do like weekend nights. Okay, quick fire questions. You get max 3 words to answer these.
Okay.
They're going to be boring, but it's going to give us a little bit of context. Are
Mikey's
you ready?
Like, Mikey's like, stop talking. Okay, yeah, go.
1, 2, 3, commute time.
25 minutes.
Damn, that kind of sucks.
It's not bad.
It's not terrible. But traffic.
It sucks at 5 a.m. And yeah, there's actually a lot of cars on the road.
Son of a gun, going to the beach. Everyone's wearing sandals.
I don't know how many words I have left, but I remember the last couple of days I've gone to the office. I'm like, what are you people doing? Where are you going? Where are you going? It's 5 a.m.
Do you have a break room?
We have like a break hallway.
Okay. Do you have beef with anyone at the studio? Who do you
hate? Not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
How many people work there? Is it a cluster? Is it a cluster or is it one station?
Yeah, it's a cluster. There's like a lot of people actually. And everyone seems really cool. We had like a little station or a cluster event on Friday. Everyone's really chill, really fun. Everyone's got their shit together, which I really like.
Engineers, how many? This is very inside baseball. How many engineers?
I think two, maybe three. I don't know.
How are they? Pretty grumpy?
They're like, you know, your typical dudes.
Hell yeah.
How famous, like, was the Burt Show in, like, radio, like, for the industry? Like, if you go to Tampa now, are people like, oh, like, you were on the Burt Show? Is that, like, a thing?
Well, in radio, for sure. Like, I will say the company's kind of expediting us getting to talk more. Honestly, I think just because they respect Burt so much. Like, you know, obviously the whole retirement thing sucks because, like, I had to uproot my life, get a new job and all the things. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, because of who I'm associated with, they respect me more. Like, I'm not that good. Like, I'm really not that good at my job. But I think they just know that I work for Burt, so they're just willing to, like, sign off on someone who witnessed one of the greats.
It's all in who.
Yeah,
you know.
I get a lot of clout off Burt's name, too.
I know.
They gave me a gift card once.
Like, who?
Just somebody.
Who gave me a gift card? One guy?
Actually, Marlowe's Tavern, actually.
Oh, that's, I love Marlowe's Tavern.
Yeah, that's the extent of my capitalizing on being on that show. Is someone sent me a $50 Marlowe's Tavern gift card. It was actually fantastic. So shout out to you.
You won the hearts of women in Alpharetta everywhere. Okay,
women,
every woman
MILF.
Loves you. MILF, well, to be more.
I love them. They know I love them.
And they love you. They love you right back.
I mean, you and me, Mikey, we were, like, not hired really to talk, but I feel like I really honed my, like, producing and stuff when I was on the Burt Show, and now thinking about it, going back, I don't know if I could even do that ever again. Like, perform and produce. I think I'm so out of it after, like, what, 3 months of not doing it or something? I guess, well, I am talking on a podcast right now.
I was just talking, so I guess I was hired to talk. I didn't do anything. I just sat there if I wasn't talking.
That was also just my job, was just to talk, which kind of sucks because it's sort of like, how good of a human are you today? Like, how good are you at having a personality? Because it goes in waves. Like, there are some days where you're just not funny.
Yeah. Us three today.
Yeah.
Really, I know. It's like, God, it's not even, it's, if you're a salesperson and you're bad at your job, it's like, oh, maybe I was just having, like, an off day. Like, I don't know, the client wasn't receptive. If you have a bad day as a radio host, it's like, why do I even exist? Why do I even speak to people?
No, it's on your, like, report card with people forever. You, like, say one thing wrong, and then it's like people always remember that you said that. You were wrong about that. You called Bad Bunny that. You didn't call him Benito. You called him Benita.
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 If I get any backlash for the things I said at the beginning, I will fight back, because I think they were complimentary things about the Spanish language.
Oh, about the Spanish language. I thought you were going to talk about gambling and how Prize Picks is amazing.
Or Underdog, or Kalishi, or any of them.
Kelsey's the one that Kyle won't shut the fuck up about. He's like, I'm going to Kelsey this.
I know.
I thought Kalishi was the mother of dragons.
I think she's a rapper.
Kalishi. You mean Kehlani?
Kehlani. Well, I've been listening to your podcast, Abby, and it's been really fun. I really liked the one that you did about the Super Bowl halftime show. I thought that was really cool, except for that one thing you said about Bad Bunny. That was crazy. I can't believe you said that. You'll have to go listen to it. I can't repeat it here. It was insane. I could not believe it, but I kept listening, so you'll have to go listen to see what she says.
Thanks, PR team Rebecca. So appreciate that. Yeah, I was, like, weirdly fired up. Like, I'm not even really a big Bad Bunny fan. Like, I'm a sort of casual listener when, like, Baile en Ovilbe comes on, or any of those other songs. Like, I'm just, like, a casual listener. But when I saw people getting fired up about how he shouldn't be in the halftime, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, this is literally, he's an American citizen whose first language is Spanish and makes really popular Spanish music. And you know what? People who speak Spanish like football too. So let them enjoy Bad Bunny, okay? Not everything has to be directed for you specifically. You can get Morgan Wallen next year.
I don't think I'd ever heard of him heard his music or seen him. And I think he might have just gained a fan last night because unbeknownst to me, it had some kind of effect on me where I had to watch it again on YouTube today because it was liked it. That was fantastic.
That was good. Fun.
And feeling good. Inspiring.
Okay, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Personality Hires. Sorry, this is your last, probably.
Yeah, no. It'll get better next week, I promise.
Yeah, Jackson will be here to, I don't know, temper.
Bring it in.
I didn't know he had that much of an effect on this thing.
He does navigate us sometimes. He's authoritative.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in to this episode. We love you, Jackson. See you next week. Please DM us at Personality Hires Podcast on Instagram. And also go to our email. And that is personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com. Please send us your workplace drama.
And also check out the YouTube channel. It's up and running. It's called Personality Hires Podcast. And we're putting full videos up there. It's really good stuff. So check it out.
Pioneer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.